5 Burundian civil society or organization have today, 18th of March 2019, challenged before the East African Court of Justice the government of Burundi for freezing their bank accounts, suspending and ultimately banning them, alleging that the action taken against them was contrary to the provisions governing the civil society organization in the country and was against the spirit of the treaty establishing the East African Community concerning the freedom of association. The organization APRODEHASH, FOS, RCP, FOCODE, and ACAT, represented in the court by Donald Deya of the Pan-African Lawyers Union, PALU, stated before the court that on 19th of November 2015, the Prosecutor General of Burundi issued an order of freezing their bank accounts, that thereafter, on the 23rd of the same month, the Minister of Home Affairs of Burundi issued a decision suspending their activities, and a year later, on the 19th of October 2016, the same minister issued a decision banning them. They claim that in any of the above decisions, no reason was given, no criminal charges were raised against them in a court of law, not even warnings were given to them. The above NGOs are challenging the decisions of the Minister of Home Affairs, arguing that only a court of law has the power to ban any civil society or organization in Burundi according to the internal law, and that banning them is in breach of the Treaty of the East African Community governing the freedom of association. But the Council for the Republic of Burundi, Diomede Vizigiro, explained before the court today that it is not mandatory for the minister to follow the judicial process whenever the security and the public order are at stake. Diomede Vizigiro.
When there is a breach of order by the association or by any civil society member, the Minister of Home Affairs is empowered to take any measure against that association or against that civil society. There is no need, it is not mandatory to go through judicial decision to take such measures. And here, the Minister of Home Affairs thought fit to take the measure of banning these applicants since they were involved in political affairs, since they were involved in the insurrection movement since 26 April 2015.
Nevertheless, the Council for the Africans, Donald Deya, stated that there was no proof whatsoever that the above civil society organizations participated in the acts they are accused of, and prayed the court to take a series of measures, including the lifting of the decisions and directing the Secretary General of the community, who is also a respondent in the reference, to ensure that the governance and administration system in the Republic of Burundi is in the line with the relevant provisions of the treaty. Donald Deya.
We ask for the court to declare that the actions taken by the government of Burundi of freezing the accounts of these organizations, of suspending them, and finally of banning them, that these actions were unlawful, that they violated the law of Burundi, and that they violated the EAC treaty. On top of that declaration, we then asked that this Honorable Court reverses those decisions, so it quashes the decisions banning these five organizations and freezing their accounts. And then we also asked that the court also declares that the Secretary General should have been much more proactive in engaging the government of Burundi to make sure that the laws that were violated are corrected. And we ask the court to then ensure that the Secretary General takes action to engage the government of Burundi to reverse the unlawful acts and to create an enabling environment, not just for these five organizations, but for civil society in Burundi generally. So that's a summary of our 10 prayers.
There are some remedies that the first respondent said that the court has no jurisdiction whatsoever to grant.
Yes, he tried to say, especially when we said that the court to declare that the enabling environment for civil society in Burundi is not good, and further that the court orders the government of Burundi to improve the enabling environment for civil society, he was trying to allege that that is beyond the powers of the court to do. But we are quite clear that the court has enough powers to order any of the partner states to abide by their commitments in the treaty, including the commitments in Article 6D and 7.2 to democracy, good governance, rule of law, human and people's rights. So our view is the court has that power.
By the counsel for the Secretary General of the EAC, Adan Kakunde, pleads that the Secretary General has no case to answer as he was not aware of what was going on in Burundi at the time, nor had control over it. Adan Kakunde.
The banning of the civil society organizations in Burundi and what is alleged to be a hostile environment cannot in any way be attributed to the second respondent. One, he was not aware of what was going on, and two, he could not control in any way what was happening at the time it did. Your Lordship, the second respondent only got to know about this particular situation after the filing of this reference. And we have always given respect to court, so we knew that since the matter is in court, it would not be tenable on the part of the Secretary General now to start investigating the matter that was already being handled by court. But even then, beyond that, the second respondent is aware, Your Lordship, the second respondent is aware that since 2016, there has been a process of Interburundi dialogue. Interburundi dialogue is a window where civil society organizations have an opportunity to influence what happens in Burundi and seek remedies to what they think is unsatisfactory.
The Court of the First Instance Division of the East African Court of Justice, composed of five judges led by Justice Monica Mugenyi, after various questions and clarification from the parties, has declared to take note of different submissions and that it will deliver its judgment at a later stage. Balthazar Ndowayezu at the headquarters of East African Court of Justice in Arusha, Tanzania.